Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we're going to be talking about the evolution of the social aspect in World of Warcraft. And to do that, I'm joined by my wonderfully social co-host, Marty. Hello.
Oh, hello there. I didn't even know I was supposed to talk to people today.
Yes, you do. You're on a podcast, Marty, and you brought up this idea, didn't you, for this podcast episode?
I did indeed, because I have recently got like an old friend, or a friend, not an old friend, I got a friend.
You got a friend, yes!
I have a friend, yay! That's it, that's all we wanted to talk about.
It's glad. Great announcement.
He has recently returned to World of Warcraft, and we were just talking about, you know, because he likes the social aspect of the game, and he has been dabbling here and there over time, and he's just sort of like, you know, guild chat is just dead. It's not like the olden days where you were chatting a lot in guild chat, and that's where you got, you know, that's where you met people and talked to people, and general chat is just, you know, filled with spam.
And some really weird conversations. I don't know about you, but every time I make a new character, one of the first things I do is leave all the chat channels.
I think a lot of people do that.
It's a smart move.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I was just sort of like thinking, how about we talk about, you know, how it has changed from then until now, because I do feel like there is a big difference. As I said, back in the day, you know, when the way that you met people was you met people from the same server and everyone had like a reputation on that server. Just like real life, it was like a mirror of real life where sometimes you knew to stay away from certain people because they were stealing loot, they were ninja looting, stuff like that.
Usually hunters.
Yep. Usually hunters. And other people you knew, oh, that's a cool guy or gal, and they are fun to be around, so let's invite them to the party and let's go have some fun. And yeah, guild chat was a thing.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I just think back to first or second day in World of Warcraft, and I was running around Brill trying to get people to sign a guild charter because, you know, oh, you wanted to have a guild. It felt like you were some sort of prestigious person to run a guild or something like that. It felt like a really big thing. And, you know, even just the fact of walking around Brill and asking people, you know, can you sign my guild charter, please? And actually meeting people there who were also looking for signatures and then ending up forming a guild together. And yeah, it's just when I think back to those days, I don't really think of too much happening outside of the actual game communication wise. Like, it was very much like you would log in and that's how you communicated with people. I know when we met in World of Warcraft, Marty, it was, you know, sort of by chance as well, just meeting a mutual friend out in the world, and then ended up, you know, our two guilds then became quite friendly. And I remember, I think we just sort of set up like an alliance of just like, oh, you know, if you want to do something, just, you know, give us a whisper or, you know, post in this channel or something. But I feel like it was definitely a lot more difficult to communicate. Do you think that?
Yeah, I do think so. I remember that we set up like, because you can make your own, you could make your own chat channels in World of Warcraft. So I think we set up like a coalition, or well, whatever we called it.
That's the word, chat channel. Coalition, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So sort of like a secondary guild chat. So if you need someone for something, then you could post in there.
Yeah, but it was still kind of clunky, wasn't it? Because I feel like you still couldn't, you know, it's not like it is today where everything just flows so well. You know, you can assemble a group so quickly. It still felt a bit clunky, you know, and again, you had to travel all the way to your dungeon or whatever, where you were going. And, you know, if you were at level 60 and you were trying to do some of the level 60 dungeons, sometimes you wanted like 10 or 15 people for certain dungeons as well. So, and that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy to come across. I mean, when you look at, you know, for example, just doing like a weekly world boss in World of Warcraft today, you just click a button, don't you? You click a button, you're joined a group. Next thing, all these people like assemble into your group. You've got 40 people on your screen. You're in a group. You kill the, you know, the boss, and then you're done. It's like, that would have took hours to assemble back in the day, because you'd have had to do all that manually. And I guess in a way, there was something rewarding back then, do you think, about assembling a group and going through some content together and potentially making connections?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the key differences in Zier, is that, you know, back then you did, it was, you know, if you knew people, it was easy to assemble these groups. So obviously it was like it was a big value to you to actually know other peoples on your same server that had, you know, the same goals as you did. And some really like that, some miss that from the olden days. Me personally, I do think, obviously, you know, that you lose that social aspect of it when you're just going into, like, either just queuing up or even just with the group finder, that it's people from all the servers. But what you do win is that it's a larger pool of people you can pick from. So usually it doesn't take you more than a few minutes to get in there. And obviously there are some challenges with that, because you don't know the people that you're being grouped in with, and maybe, you know, maybe they do things a certain way that you're not used to when for instance doing Mythic Plus and stuff like that. So it definitely does require you to be a little bit more communicative when you're doing this type of content, especially if you're in a group that does things very differently than you.
And sometimes, Marty, you join dungeon groups these days and the other people in the group aren't even humans. They are NPCs, and they talk even more than some people do in regular groups, and that's totally fine. I'm just thinking back, actually, to, you know, the days of, you know, early Warcraft and those early raiding days, because I think we did start to evolve from just guild chat to outside measures, because, you know, when it comes to raiding and events, you did still need to plan those, and probably even more so back then because of how raiding worked, you know, needing 40 people to do a raid, not necessarily needing 40 people, but it kind of helped. And I remember us, like, gravitating to, you know, the classic, the online forums, and, you know, that's something, you know, in the internet that's fading away a little bit as well. Like, people aren't really using that way to communicate anymore, and I think because the tools weren't in the game, and they've probably never really been in the game until a bit more so now, but people still don't really use them to plan events. People still had to go outside of the game, didn't they, to make those plans, you know, to do the raid sign-ups and to, you know, manage that as well, because you just couldn't do that all in-game.
Yeah, you could. Actually, we did. I mean, there is the in-game calendar which you could use for sign-ups, and you could even
back
invite
in classic
other people.
Though, all the way back in classic.
Or maybe not. I don't know when it was,
because I know it eventually got to a point where you could do that. But I feel like initially, like, those tools just weren't there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just me remembering the good times when it was.
I'm sure somebody listening will know for sure. End the debate. Who was right, Tom or Marty? Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. It's almost like this game has been out for almost 20 years.
Well, yeah, there is that.
But no, I think we definitely did do stuff outside of the game as well, a little bit with. I mean, I know we had our own guild forums that I don't really think exist too much, at least not in that form any longer. And I think that's also why we're here talking about this. I think a lot of all that out-of-game things, because when we played back in the day, when we were on voice together, it was only when we were raiding. When we were raiding, that's when we were on voice. Other than that, everything was in-game or on the forums. Where these days, with the rise of Discord, thing is, because it's so easy to set up a Discord, it's so easy for everyone to join in on. And
a big thing as well, it's free. It's free to do that, because I remember, like, one of our members, like, having to pay a subscription for, like, a TeamSpeak server or something. So they were paying money. Like, it was a hurdle that you had to jump to have something like that. It usually involves somebody spending, you know, additional money to do that. Which, you probably, if you say that to some people now, like, what? You know, voice chat's baked into nearly everything. It is even baked into World of Warcraft. You could use that in theory. Nobody does, but there we go.
Yeah. So I definitely think that there is a little shift has happened, especially because, as we said, Discord is free. It's so easy to set up. So all those forums went in there instead. Guild chat went in there as well, in a lot of cases as well, where, you know, a lot of the communication is actually happening outside of World of Warcraft these days. And I know that that's one of the things that my friend was struggling with, because he was only looking at the in-game, options, which is, you know, both good and bad, I suppose, that, you know, not a lot of that communication isn't in there any longer. I think one of the good things is that it has made it possible for communities to spring up, so you don't necessarily just need your guild, because obviously the more people you have available to you, the quicker you can get into content that you actually enjoy and want to play and do.
Yeah, one of the things that really hit me, because I didn't play for Shadowlands, I stopped playing WoW for 2 years, and I came back in Dragonflight, and I moved server to the Argent Dawn in the EU, RP server, because I miss seeing just people out in the world chatting and communicating. And I also like to do a little bit of RP sometimes. Not in Goldshire, in case you were wondering. And in my head, I was like, I've got to find a guild, you know, if I want to talk to people or, you know, do things in game. Like, I need to find a guild or, you know, I won't be doing those things. And I quickly learned that I didn't need a guild. I'm still not in a guild. You know, Dragonflight's coming to an end and I haven't had a guild throughout Dragonflight. And I've been just fine because obviously still have friends in the game, but, you know, finding a community as well. For example, the Dungeon Dojo, which we talk about a lot on this podcast. And it's just like, oh, well, yeah. You know, if guilds aren't really as important anymore, like, I think finding a community is like the new guild. You know, it's finding that space where you may not interact with every single person in that community, but you'll maybe find a handful of people in there that you connect with, where you click with, and suddenly, you know, you don't have this whole guild to go through, but it's just like, oh, you know, I'm in this community, there's Bob, Jane, and Steve, and you know, I love doing mythic dungeons with them, you know. And it's just, in a way, it's simplified things, hasn't it? I feel like it's just filtered out that need to manage a whole society of people within a, you know, a network of a guild, which could be hard work. You know, we've both been in guilds in the past and running that and managing that. That's hard work.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And but to be honest, I think it's not that much different, because even within a guild, you don't necessarily play and enjoy playing with everyone. It's the same thing, where you find a handful of people where you're like, these are the people I like to do dungeons with. Not that I dislike everyone else, but, you know,
that's true. But when you're in a guild, there's sort of an obligation to include everyone as well. And I'm not saying that not the same in a community, but I feel like because it's not within the structure of a guild, there's some more fluidity to it.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So yeah, we've come a long way since the start of Warcraft, and, you know, with our guilds. And I know there'll probably be some people listening to this as well saying, like, I'm in a guild and I love my guild, and, you know, I wouldn't play WoW without my guild. And I totally get that as well, because when you find that place or that space, be it a community or a guild, and this is like definitely not us taking a dump on guilds or anything like that, because I still think guilds are a very important part of the game, and, you know, their communities in their own right as well, you know. So people will still have those spaces and places with guilds that, you know, maybe have existed for a long time as well, you know. Sadly, you know, it feels like not all guilds last forever, you know. We've unfortunately, you know, been part of guilds, haven't we, Marty, that, you know, they served a purpose at the time, and, you know, lots of fond memories, and some of my best memories come from at the times I was in guilds in this game. And it is just interesting, though, how we are evolving more away from that. And I think the way the game is set up. You mentioned it as well. You know, initially we were all on one server, and I think that probably encouraged the forming of communities within those servers more. But because everything is so spread out now, you know, we've got cross servers or cross faction, it's just, you can't really contain it to something in game now. It's bigger than that, is it?
Yeah, it is. And also, you brought up that Guilds is also in its own zone communities, and it's not like, you know, you have to pick one or the other. It's not like you have to pick a guild
exactly
and then a community. You can do both things. It's perfectly fine to do that as well. I definitely know some people who are like, my guild, those are the people I raid with. Mythic Plus, I have my community for that.
You're like in, you're like in 20 guilds, aren't you? You know, so it's totally fine to do that.
So whatever works and makes you enjoy the game is what's important.
I know there's an argument that the game is becoming less social, because we mentioned it, you know, with group finders and such like. And I think in that sense, yes. Like when you sign up to a group finder, maybe you run a heroic or you run a looking for raid. It's like, yeah, the social element there, very, very low. Maybe what social element you get is not very positive. I will definitely agree with that. I feel like in some ways that's a shame that it's gone that way. But when I look at it on the flip side of being like, but, you know, being part of a community where you see people interacting, you see people, you know, forming their little pockets there of, you know, people going out and interacting together. In some ways, it's more visual, I think, of like the magic of, you know, seeing like an online community thrive is just, you know, I may not always be the person involved, but I can see like other people connecting. And I just think that's really cool. And, you know, I think we could be sad about certain things, but when you look at the bigger picture, it's like, but there's just more of these communities springing up now, more communities. And, you know, even Blizzard themselves acknowledge it now, because they've set up a way to set up like communities in game as well. And I think that's at least a step forward in the fact that you're not just bound to a guild. You could, you know, extend that reach. And I think that's probably done a lot for establishing more communities outside of the game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if Blizzard wants to do something, I think it's maybe look at, you know, these community tools. Is there something we can do to expand on them and make them even better? For instance, I know there is some issues where there's like a limit on how many characters and stuff that can be in them. Maybe we can take a look at that, because that is I know that's a struggle that we have with the Dungeon Dojo, that we have to have two different, currently we have two different communities, because one is full, cannot have more people in it, and that, or sometimes just create some small issues and stuff like that. So community tools inside the World of Warcraft would probably be something great to look at.
More ways to encourage that and for people to connect and, you know, to meet like-minded people in the game, which I think people are still doing that. They're just doing it in different ways. I look back to, you know, meeting a mutual friend of ours just out in the world in Strangleforn Vale one day, decided to group up and quest together. And, you know, that led to so many experiences in my life that I probably would never have done otherwise. But I still think that's happening. You know, it's just happening in a Discord server, or it's happening, you know, in different places. And it's strange for it to be happening outside of a game, but it's still happening. And I think that's probably the most important thing.
100% agree. Good podcasting.
What do you think out there? How has this evolution of the social aspect in Warcraft impacted you? Are you happy with how it's going, or do you miss the good old days like Marty? You can let us know in the places that you do that. You can find Talking WoW on social media at Talking WoW. We're also on YouTube. Come and leave us a little comment there if you would like to. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
And we've been Talking WoW.
Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice, or leave us a comment. You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube. over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!